I'm noticing that this was put in by Barack Obama in 2016.
Barack Obama changed the PAPRA and PrEP Act in 2016 to allow for the waiver of good manufacturing practices, to allow for maybe effective standards, and also to waive informed consent. So I want to show that next. So not only do are these being done by the manufacturers, Barack Obama made it legal. Specifically, this is straight from the
And
app.
wait, and wait a
We're going
minute.
to the next slide. It's
That wait a
gone.
minute, but wait a minute. That date, December 13, 2016.
Yeah.
That means he would have been going out the door, right?
Yeah, he passed this while I was leaving, while I was going out the
So
door.
Trump would have been president-elect then.
Yeah.
So this lets me. This makes me wonder if this wasn't already in play. Of what happened in 2020 wasn't already in play, and they were laying the groundwork with paperwork in 2016 when Trump's president-elect.
Oh, they absolutely did. This was supposed to be Hillary was supposed to
Right.
be carrying the ball on this one for sure. No, if you see what Barack Obama did between 2012 and 2016, he made it legal for the US government to murder the American people. He also made it legal for public servants and healthcare officials to murder American people as long as they were following orders from HHS. Does that sound familiar?
Sounds like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Because
But I
at
want.
the Nuremberg trial, what they did was they tried to say, well, we didn't break any laws. We didn't break any laws. We were just doing what we were told. We didn't break any laws. And the American prosecutors at the Nuremberg trial said to the Nazi leaders, I'm sorry, there is a law higher than man. You broke the moral law.
I want to make sure I get through two more slides because I want parents to know why this is happening. And it's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany, in that people are following orders from the government.
Okay.
And I want them to understand, I want them to see the law. It says right there that informed consent does not need to be given for a medical emergency countermeasure if the government believes it's contrary to the best interests of human beings. That has nothing to do with safety. It just means the government thinks you shouldn't know that you're being experimented on or that your child's being experimented on with a biological weapon, is what these things are. But go on to the next slide. Why is so then, you would say, well, Karen, aren't the pediatricians noticing an increase in adverse events, or even death of these children? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And Secretary Azar made sure in that declaration to tell the pediatricians and pharmacists and primary care doctors, look, as long as you're following orders, you are considered a covered person, a program planner. You cannot be convicted of willful misconduct.